Welcome to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show will help you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. We all have inner wisdom within us, and Sherry can help you find it. You can be the creative change that you want in your life, and Sherry wants to show you how to do that. Let's navigate on your soul's journey. Soul Matrix Show starts now.
Everybody, I am Sherry Collins. Welcome to the Soul Matrix Show on the Transformation Talk Radio. And I am so grateful to have you guys here with me after the long break that we've had. It's so nice to be back and being present with all of you guys. So what we're going to talk about today is the ascension process. So this is something that kind of is being the buzz around the spiritual community. And I thought, what a great way to start this new year off by just talking about what ascension is and how it comes into our life, how it, you know, radiates through us and then helps other people as well. So the first thing I want to start off with the saying is everybody goes through this process, whether you think you don't or you think you do, everybody has to go through something. So usually what happens in the beginning of this process is you'll go through some kind of event that will start to shift your consciousness. And your consciousness is your state of awareness that you think or that you walk through. So for me, my marriage fell apart. That was part of my awakening. It's something that will jolt you to understand that you need to change or you need to look at things differently. So it could be a marriage. It could be a medical diagnosis. A lot of people go through bipolar, schizophrenia, or even vertigo, not feeling well. Certain symptoms will show up that are showing you certain aspects of your life that need to be changed. This is usually how something starts. Car accidents, being knocked unconscious, being hit from behind, whatever it is. So everyone has to go through some kind of awakening process. Now, some people will say there is no such thing. You can look at it however you choose to. That's just how I choose to reference it because I had my own. I went through vertigo twice with mine on both awakening processes that I had. Both of them were not fun. So as you go through the states of consciousness, this is just an awareness awakening to something within your soul, trying to show you that there's something different out there. You're seeing one aspect and they want you to see past that illusion to see the actual truth. And I'm going to share a little bit of what mine was for this process. So I watched a video called Follow the Cabal, and that video was 1 to 10. And through that, I started to make the connections between things that I never realized before. So a lot of people reference Back to the Future. I remember watching that movie as a kid, and it was just kind of like bypass this, bypass the mall name, bypass certain things. But those things are actually really relevant because in the movie industry, they will show you things in plain sight. Same with your media. They will show you things in plain sight. And those things are kind of like the illusion where you have to see past it to see the truth. So you know, in some of these videos, they'll show you different aspects of children's movies and cartoons, the video cases. I was oblivious and I have children. And I was just like shocked because my son was in animation. He's like, oh, you didn't know that, Mom? It's right here. And I'm just like, they're teaching you this. So for me, that was a huge wake up moment. So as you go through the ascension, as you go through the shifting, we're going to go through a few steps and some things you might have encountered along your way with this ascension process. So in the beginning, this is really just about you. It's understanding what your body needs. It could need lots of rest. You could be going through a fatigue period in your life where you feel exhausted, you can't get up, or you go and you're sluggish. You want to sleep more than you want to be awake. These are all parts of your awakening process. It's changing the body structure within you to be able to perform differently, to be able to see things differently, and literally like your body behave differently within your cellular structure. So the other things that you might be understanding is you're clearing out a lot of emotions, you know, that purge to want to release. You might cry all the time and there's nothing wrong with crying. That's part of a purge. You're releasing something that you don't even understand. And that's okay. It's part of this process that allows us to understand that there's things buried within our subconscious and our conscious mind that needs to be released, right? So as we go through this process, those things start to be released. The other aspect of it is we collapse timelines. And we've talked about this in other episodes and other shows where, you know, as we sleep, we're collapsing timelines through our Akashic records that we no longer need to learn those lessons. They're done. You know, they could be the deepest, darkest things that you have. Those things need to surface. This is all part of that process of seeing things in a different way. The other part of this is understanding your connection to spirit. For some people, they will say, this is not about, you know, Jesus or Yeshua. This is not about this or that. It's literally about Christ consciousness. And that consciousness is your connection, your soul connection to something bigger. Now you can call it source energy. You can call it God. You can call it, you know, it's whatever you want to call it. For me, source energy is just energy. Just like this is energy. This is energy. You know, if I walk out of my room, is it still here? Maybe not. Right. Unless you're going to set up a camera and go, okay, I got to watch that. You're still in two places at the same time. So it's understanding how that consciousness radiates from you outward and upward. The other things you might be experiencing is that you're reliving certain traumas in your life. So going through your ascension process, you might bring up the past where something really horrible happened to you as a child or a teenager, something that, you know, made you go within to shield and protect yourself. You know, some of those things are parts of us that need the most healing right now. And that's the stuff that will come up and make you double take. Do I need to keep doing this? Do I need to keep diving into this? Do I need to keep blaming this or myself? And these are the things that'll surface in that phase, you know, just as you're awakening. Now, if you have bipolar, and I just want to address this because it's very interesting how it happens. My friend was actually diagnosed with it. He lost his wife and he cares for his two children. And he came to see me and I helped him through. And I helped him to understand that that was his awakening process. Now in bipolar, it's one side of the brain against the other. So it's good versus evil, the ego versus the beauty. So it's understanding that you're in this dual battle with yourself in your brain that if this happens, there's no one here. And if this happens, there's no one to take care of me or my children. So it's this battle to always want to be perfect. Schizophrenia is kind of no different. They're super, super smart and everybody wants to suppress them. So we get given medication or they get given medication where they're suppressed all that emotion. We want to be able to feel the emotions. People, doctors don't think that's a normal thing, but we need to be able to feel those emotions coming up. And that's how we heal them, is to allow them to come up. Now, vertigo is another one. Vertigo is what I had. Never going to have that one again. And for me, that was just me trying to ascend to be in alignment with Christ consciousness or Christ himself, that energy. I wanted to just be there right now in that moment. And it's almost like I tried to do it too quickly. And all of a sudden it became this spinning rotation. And it is not fun for anyone who's gone through it. It is not fun, but it usually only lasts about 10 days or less. And that allows you to have that shift in awareness to be able to step through to the next thing. And that's no different than anything you go through. Everything is, it's a temporary thing to allow you to wake up. So as you go through this, you might actually, you know, feel like you're cold or trying to purge a lot of things from your life. It could be that there's things in your home you no longer want anymore. That's part of the purge. It's, I need to declutter. These things are material things. I don't need so many material things. I went through that too. It was like, should I buy that? No, I don't need that. Right? It becomes this need over a want, right? What does your soul need? What does your body need over wanting something so bad that you have to have it and then it collects dust? Right. And then there's the guilt part that comes in with that as well. Right. So you're battling and dueling your emotions that show up all over the place. Right. So these are all parts and parcels of that. You might actually feel like you're under the weather. Right. So you've purged so much, you're not feeling well. You could feel under the weather, cold symptoms, pressure headaches. You know, maybe it's pressure from outside, the rain instead of the snow that will cause that pressure change within yourself. You might actually feel like your muscles ache. You've got pains and stuff showing up and you don't even know where it's from. You didn't do anything strenuous to create that or have that. These are all part of your ascension symptoms. And part of this too is about wanting to be isolated. You know, maybe you're losing friends right now or your family's pushing you away. I know a lot of people over the last 2 years felt that. especially in the spiritual community, they'd be like, oh, my parents don't understand, or they don't want me around because I don't have this, or I do have that. So it was kind of like you're doing this battle with your family and your friends. In my journey, I actually let go of every single person who was on my Facebook, except for four people, because I just felt like I needed to start over. I needed a do-over for myself. And it was amazing to watch that happen. Yes, you feel isolated. It's like you pull yourself back from every single person you know, because it's almost like you need to be able to do that inner work for yourself. And I will say, like, being able to go within and finding those answers for yourself was huge for me, right? And if you need that, please do that, right? There's nothing wrong with going within, because you always come first in this in this process. Now, this need to want to pull people back to us, that's where you create these strains, right? We feel like if they're our best friend, I need to hold tight because that's the only thing I know. That's part of your ascension as well. I had a best friend that I had since grade 9. I let her go. I wrote her a nice letter and I said, don't know what I did, but I can't keep doing this. I'm sorry for anything. Bye. And she's like, well, why are you apologizing? I'm like, she hasn't figured that side out yet. It's not for me to sit there in that energy. When she's ready, she'll join back. And I'm ready to accept whenever she is ready, but we can't feel that loss, right? You can feel it for a moment, but understand why it's happening. It's happening so that you start to understand that the answers are in here. Nobody else is going to give them to you. And as you navigate this, you know, the isolation becomes really, really hard for some people. Right. And if the last 3 years hasn't taught us much of anything, is that, you know, when you're forced to stay inside, it makes it worse. Right. So right now it's about understanding where you're at in your own spiritual side. So if you're in that isolation mode right now, why do you need to stay there? Can you reach out to someone and say, hey, I just need someone to talk to. I need someone just to listen, not to reply, but just to listen. So when we come back, let's keep going down through this, all these different levels, and you can start to decide for yourself where you're at and where, you know, this end result is coming from as we navigate forward. So please stay tuned and come back and join me very shortly, and we'll just keep continuing. Thank you so much.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
I am Paris Atkins, and I help women boss up, get fit, and become unstoppable. And I do this by helping them create healthy habits that support nutrition and exercise and mindset work and stress management and self-care. You get the idea. If that sounds something like you're interested in, you can find me everywhere. Just Google, you know, Paris Atkins 365 Daily Hustle. It's a global health coaching company, so I'm coaching women all over the world.
Sherry Collins is an intuitive development life coach, psychic medium, and teacher of many modalities to help heal the body, mind, and soul. Her work mixes together a variety of different modalities to create something totally unique and powerful. If you are ready to heal the past traumas and wounds that keep you stuck, Sherry will teach you techniques that will allow you to live your best life. To learn more and book a session, visit sherry-collins.com. Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio with Sherry Collins. And let's keep diving in. So as we move through these, you know, levels or stages of ascension, you know, how many of you have ever felt like you need to forgive, you know, somebody else or yourself? That's a huge part of this learning of lessons that you're going to go through during this part where it's like we isolate ourselves, but then that inner work helps us to dissect, you know, where we messed up in our life and where somebody else messed up towards us or any of that kind of stuff. So, you know, this kind of goes back to the very beginning when, you know, if you were in relationships and they failed or they ended, you know, during your ascension process, do you need to forgive them? Do you need to forgive yourself for that relationship? A lot of people are starting to realize right now that they don't want to be in certain relationships with certain kinds of people. So narcissists or any of that kind of stuff. I don't really like that terminology, but anybody who's controlling or any of that, it's kind of like you put a stop or a brakes to things. And it's also, you start to re-examine your life and what you want in it. Especially the friends, right? Friends who don't support, it's kind of like, okay, I need to move that out. Or anywhere that you feel like, you know, you haven't supported yourself, you'll start to want to bring that in as well. The other thing is you start to fine tune your energy. You're going to feel like you start to attract in those people who have the same vibration as you. You're going to find your soul tribe. You're going to start to step into like-minded people. Maybe it's about community events where it's like, okay, maybe I want to go to the crystal shop or I want to meditate or I want to go on a retreat. These things will start to pull at your heartstrings like, oh, I need to do that. The other thing that shows up is there's a part of an awareness around, you can call it taking a modality, a learning new things. Those things will be like a reconnection or a relearning event for your soul, deja vu. All that stuff starts to come in stronger and stronger. I've done that before. Oh, I remember that, even though you've never done it. Now, in this moment too, you might have flashbacks of things that, you know, maybe you remembered in your life, but, you know, they didn't really exist externally. This is part of your remembering process, right? That reincarnation. And part of it too is that you live forever, right? That fear of death starts to leave, right? And when we're before we hit this journey, there's a lot of fear around dying. And when you go through this ascension process, that stops, right? You understand that you aren't an eternal being, right? Your soul stays. The skin suit is what passes over, but your soul never dies. Right? It's understanding how you take care of the vessel that you're in, the longer you live, the more you process out the emotions of the past, the longer you live, right? The stigmatism around, you know, you have to hold on to your family generational line. Well, you don't. There are ways to heal those. And if you don't know them, start stepping in to learn that process. So a lot of these things will be pulling you towards that spiritual growth, that spiritual aspect of yourself that your soul already knows. Your soul knows everything. There is nothing your soul does not know. So when you say deja vu, when you have these experiences where, oh, I saw that, I've done that before, your soul already knows that. Your soul knows everything. So as you navigate forward in this journey, it's like that feeling of being lost stops, right? You connect with more people. You start to notice those people who don't resonate on the same topics as you will start to move out of your life and over to the other side. And I'll just reference this as well. So like the whole thing that was here 2 years ago, you guys know. Yeah. So a lot of people will be starting to move past people who still that and then feel wanted or accepted in their family between this, right? I don't want to say it because I don't want to J-A-B. So it's understanding your truths as you ascend, understanding what resonates with you and what doesn't, and not pushing against the boundaries and the barriers of those things that are resistance to you. So, and it's easier to let go of friendships and family members who don't resonate. And it's not that they won't come back. That's the biggest misconception is as we raise our vibration, these people just never come back. That is so not true because as you awaken and as you grow, those nuggets of information will be passed along to everybody on the planet. And when their time is right, they will awaken and they will rise up to meet you again. So don't ever feel like you're alone because you're truly never not. That spiritual connection inward for yourself becomes ginormous. So connecting with your inner self, your higher self, you know, maybe you have guides or people around you that you want to connect with that are past family members. All these things start to come in. We start to purge the physical body so that we can allow different things to come in, different energies, different feelings, different sensations. And as we go through this, you might notice that those aches and pains come back, or maybe they never even left, right? Back aches, feeling like you're controlled or pushed over. These things start to fuel themselves back in again, just to start to see, are you going to hold this pattern? Are you going to allow this pattern back in? No. Nope. Okay, we're going to move this out. The connection to the soul wanting to bring in more information is really, really big as well. Your soul wants and craves this stuff, but so does that the human in us, right? I love to learn. I learn very, very quickly. So I will literally, oh, this? Okay, I'll take this and I'll take this and I'll take this. And that was my journey for 4 years. Give me as much information, as knowledge as you can. Finally, they just gave me like a whole bunch of guides. And they're like, here, take all these. We're going to help you. Right? Because it gets to the point where it's like your soul remembers everything. So it's like, okay, what do I do next? And now we just utilize the tools that we're given and step forward. Now, there could be a component in this where you're still feeling a little bit in fear, right? Fear of what's next, fear of the future, lack of money, lack of this. I don't have friends. I don't feel love. And this is where that internal stuff comes in for you, is that acceptance of self, validation of self, loving yourself more. The more we clear out the past, the more we allow more love to come in for ourselves and then from others. And as we ascend through this as well, you know, we start to learn that there's more possibilities, right? We don't have to just continue this 9-to-5 job and this is the only thing that I have to look forward to. And like, you know, having an extra job and oh gosh, that's a struggle. And, you know, feeling like there's no way out. This is the kinds of things that start to move itself out. You know, a lot of people address the dark night of the soul or, you know, battling your ego. Yes, these are things that need to come up, but we don't have to live there. You know, and that might be something you start to feel. It's like you were okay, and then all of a sudden you're depressed. Well, that's part of your ascension, right? But it's understanding to clear it, and even just talking about it with yourself, it clears it out. Okay, I don't like this. This is what happened. This is a situation. This sucked. Thank you for showing me. And the more you do that, the more you kind of start to empty this stuff from yourself so that you're not living in that pattern anymore. And then as you go through that, again, this illusion stuff is going to start to show up. You might feel sad watching a Hallmark movie, which those are so predictable, right? But that's you expressing the emotions of how watching that makes you feel. 9 times out of 10, the reason why you're crying is because that relates to your life. Maybe something you don't even remember about your life, but it's still there resonating, right? So this is why the emotions come up. This is why we feel so deeply into things, is because this is part of the ascension process. You know, even part of this process is turning off the TV, not wanting to be on social media, maybe taking a break and taking longer breaks, being outside. This is all part of that soul craving for something more, because as you start to awaken, your physical body will crave that energy. What does the earth provide to me? What can it give to me? I do remember as I was going through my journey a couple of years ago, again, that we had this creek and the trees were all dead. And every day I would walk by and just add love and healing. And they were the first trees to bloom in the spring. So it's kind of like, what can you give back, right? That need to give back. What can I do to help? What can I do to help somebody else on their journey? There's a lot of people in their process that will come and say, I want to do work for other people. I want to serve source. I want to be able to help humanity. That's all part of your ascension. Because eventually, if there is no money, we have to learn to support each other financially, with abundance, with love, with guidance, with teachings. The only way to do that is if we bring it forward first. Right? And we have to start teaching the generations below us how to bring this forward so they don't have to struggle like we did. Right? Because we all struggled. In some way, we all struggled. Whether we remembered or not, your childhood holds you hostage to so many things. And then when you let that keep going, this is where you end up stuck. So as we ascend, we start to look at different possibilities. What do I want for myself? What can I do for myself? You know, maybe it's getting out of that 9-to-5 job, right? I could not wait to get out the 9-to-5. I was grateful to own my own company. And then here was the next company and here's the next company. And that just starts this trickle effect of there's more and what's the possibilities and how can I achieve that? Where can I go with this? This is all part of your ascension. You know, when you find your soul family, you start to go through a different part of ascension, right? So if you've worked through all the stuff that I've shown you right now, and now you're going to start to step into that next level, right? You made it that far. And now it's okay. I'm awake. I understand some of this stuff now. Now what? Now what? The body craves something more because you're like, okay, now I get this. I get where I fit. I get where this is. And then all of a sudden you don't fit anymore. You start to feel like you need to go isolate again. You feel like you need to go inward. You feel like you need to go meditate or take a breathing breath work workshop. These are all part of your ascensions. We go through it in layers. We go through it as a roller coaster until you don't need to go as deep. And then it gets less and less and less until you're here. And then you're just riding the wave. So something will come in, disrupt it, off you get. Something will come in instead of having to do these deep dives, right? We want to stop that. As you attract like-minded people to you, there becomes this safety net. It becomes like soul family. Maybe some of these people you've met feel more like your family than your own family that gave birth to you. Sometimes that's how it works because your soul knows those people on a different level. They might not have been born into blood with you, but they are more family to you than your actual family. They accept you for who you are. Whether you have this or wear this, it's not going to matter. They accept you for who you are. You show up as your true authentic self. You don't hide behind feelings or emotions. You express them and be able to say what you need to say. And when we find that tribe, it's kind of like you don't want to leave, but then you've got to ascend to the next level. And in this next level, I want to go into understanding when things don't resonate anymore, right? And that's where you know that your journey is going to that next level and the next level and the next level. And your consciousness is changing to match your vibrational frequency, right? So as we go forward after this break, we're going to go into that as well, understanding where you're headed, where you're going, and what's the end result. At the end of this, what is the end result? Joy, happiness, connection. It's everything and more, right? But it's stopping this illusion on the outside from coming in. And that's what part of this ascension is. It's not worrying about the exterior anymore, but it's understanding your soul needs love and compassion, and it needs you to trust it. So I want to keep that with you as we go to this next break. And I want you to understand that you are not alone in this journey. I've been there. The person next to you has probably been there. But then you've probably got a whole bunch of people who need your guidance because they're just starting, right? So we're going to walk through a couple other things and how you can support somebody else in their journey as we move forward into this next segment. So I hope you guys will stay with me, stay tuned, and come back, and let's dive more into this whole ascension process of fun. And I will see you guys very shortly. Thank you so much.
Do you want to unleash the power of your infinite soul? Join Sherry Collins as she helps you remember who you once were by releasing your past traumas and stepping forward into your true self, living a life that you love. The show shares messages of hope, faith, and understanding. You can be the creative change that you want in your life. Soul Matrix Show airs every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Join Erica Gifford Mills in her signature series, The Rooted Life. This virtual 12-week series will equip, empower, and enlighten you. This is a coaching series that allows both group and individual work. 12 weekly, 1-hour sessions in the comfort of your own home. Schedule your free Empower Hour now at GetRootedRadio.com. That is GetRootedRadio.com.
Are you wanting more for your life? Are you ready to create your life with confidence and contribution? We all have a gift to give to the world. Becoming you is that gift. In order to truly live your life, you have to become you on purpose and with intention. Leah Rowling supports you in becoming you using the B Method, consistently producing results for hundreds of entrepreneurs and business owners. For more information, visit leahrowling.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins from Soul Matrix show, and so grateful you guys came back to listen to the rest of this. And let's dive in a little bit further. So, okay, so you've reached this point. What's next? So part of this is about understanding what your truth is. So you're going to start to hear a lot of gossips and stuff around social media, and everyone's got their own opinion, their own belief, their own everything. For me, it's going into what's your truth. So you might hear somebody say something and you're like, that doesn't resonate anymore. Or for example, you could have taken a healing modality or something and all of a sudden that doesn't resonate anymore. That's just showing you you're going to the next level as well. You know, you might see a lot of synchronicities with numbers, reverse numbers. So 1221 as opposed to 1212. That's showing you that you're headed in a different alignment, a different direction. You know, part of this is also about, you know, the deja vu as well, is bringing in more of those synchronicities and deja vu moments. That's like, okay, I know this and I know you and I know this and I understand this really quickly. And it's almost like flipping a switch for yourself, but it's also understanding somebody else's truth is not yours. Don't buy into it. It's really true. Somebody else could be down here in their journey and just starting and be like, oh, well, this is true. And all of a sudden you're like, but I did that in the beginning too. And that was then. I needed that as my truth to awaken me. And that's not my truth anymore. So try not to bring yourself back down into those other timelines, because then you're going to feel it in your body. As you vibrate higher and higher and you ascend higher and higher, your body structure changes. The cellular body in your body changes. You're going to go into a crystalline body, which means you're connected more to the earth, as above, so below, right? So we want the soul star chakra and the earth star chakra connecting us in all directions, right? It's allowing that channel to open more and expansive. So more of the things that will come in is this deeper release, understanding that, you know, these battles happened, or, you know, these wars were won. It's letting go of the wounding. It's truly bringing in the forgiveness component for yourself. Nothing that you did in the past can really dictate your future unless you let it, right? So this is all part of your ascension, is understanding that, yes, this happened, but it doesn't define me anymore, right? Some people say that you have to go do that deep dive, and you can. Not everybody does have to do it, the deep dive into the soul work. It will show up when it needs to show up. When you're ready to hit that next level, you'll feel like you've hit the ceiling. Right? Okay, I can't go any further. This is where I'm stuck. This is part of your ascension. Why are you stuck? Start taking a look at why those things are holding you back. What's the resistance to moving into that or bringing it to you? Sometimes there's a huge amount of fear that comes up that, oh, hold on, I'm going to screw it up. And I know for myself, this might sound odd, but I'm sure somebody out there has had the same thing. I always said, I don't want to disappoint source. Because when I close my eyes and I ask for my father to step forward, he is the only light that shows up. My physical dad does not even show up anywhere in my space, my anything. It's just source energy that stands in front of me. So my biggest thing as I went through my ascension was, I don't want to disappoint him, right? And for me, that was, I don't want to make a wrong move. I don't want to make a wrong step. I don't want to do something that's out of alignment. You have to understand that that's all part of your ascension as well. You're wanting to be the best possible being that you can be. And you always are. That will never change. You always step into that. Every moment of every day, you are the best version of you. So don't think that you have to go reach for it and achieve it. It is already here. You are that. And every day that you navigate lessons and you navigate, you know, your internal self, those things collapse and move out when you no longer need those lessons. Understanding that you're not in lack anymore is part of it as well. The universe is so abundant. We've talked about this before too. There's enough money on this planet for everyone to have trillions and trillions of dollars. So in that aspect, what does that mean? That means here's the pot for everyone. Just take it. It's yours. And it's understanding that you can have that whenever you choose it. The other part of this ascension is starting to understand how you feel inside. Being in a state of gratitude and joy will get you much further than sitting there going down this rabbit hole of lack, and I need to attach in the darkest thing, and I need to go grab for the thing that means, you know, the deepest, darkest secret for yourself. We don't actually have to do that. You can choose to just say, okay, I understand that this is playing out. I understand what's being shown, but I don't have to live there. We don't have to live in those avenues anymore. It's truly about understanding what your soul needs is to connect back to the energy of the universe. And part of your journey is going to be wanting to help humanity. So whether that's building off-grid housing, right? That is huge right now. Everybody wants to build a community where they're off-grid. They're not sustained by anybody but themselves. You know, back before we came into money, that's how they used to do things. They would barter and change for each other's things. So if I wanted to sell you this, I could say, okay, a bag of oranges for your piece of wood, right? So that's how you exchanged. And it's understanding that you want to go back to that, even though you might not be in that part of your journey yet, you're there. The other part of it is that our goals change. Right? We have goals as children. I want to be a fireman, or I want to be this, I want to be that. I can honestly tell you, I never in my wildest dreams said I wanted to be a cake baker for 15 years, but yet I was. I never thought I would be a carpenter, but I was. I never thought I would sit here and do this, but clearly this is my sole purpose, is to come, to help, to want more, not only for myself, but to help as many people as I can. So you're going to go through that as well. Maybe you're a grid worker where you want to focus on grounding energy into the planet. Maybe you're a light worker. You need to step in and do healing. Maybe you're a little bit of everything. And that's okay, because everybody needs a little bit of everything. The biggest thing is learning to build people up instead of tearing each other down. This is the other part of that journey. You get to a certain point and it's like, I'm here to serve. How do you want me to serve? And it's letting the universe show you and guide you every day. That's as you ascend higher and higher, these things show up, right? What is it I can do to be of service? My of service is absolutely free. In my companies, every single one of them, if it's of service, it's free. That means I make it, create it, and send it out. I don't ask for payment. Same with the services in this business. It's about understanding what it is your soul desires to do. And when you touch into that, this peace and understanding that comes over you is like the biggest aha moment ever, you know? And when you hit into those moments and you can sit in the joy, you know that you've accomplished everything and life is easy. And when I say that, I mean it, right? You wake up, you figure out how many hours you want to work. You work for yourself. You work for the universe. And then you say, this is what I'm willing to do. I let go of fear. You know, when you understand this journey to the point that, you know, you will reach or you have reached, there is no fear. There is zero fear. There's just surrender to what is. And the manifestation of what you put out comes back. So as you ascend this as well, look at it as though you threw a rock into a puddle of water, right? I throw the rock, it ripples out. Okay. When you're on your journey, everything negative you put out, everywhere that you don't watch your words and you put it out, the universe doesn't understand the yeses and the noes. They just understand what you say. So the more you spew, I hate this, or I don't like this, and this isn't fair, blah, 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 that ripples out. And when it's done rippling, what does it do? It comes right back. But guess what? It comes back more intense and harder. So instead of putting out all the negative, really, truly watch what you put out. Where is the kindness? Where is that gratitude? Where is the understanding and compassion? Anthony Williams is a really beautiful medical intuitive, and his guide is the guide of compassion. Well, my guide is the guide of wisdom in the same family that comes from. And I can tell you, without him being by my side, my journey would be definitely different. Because it's understanding the wisdom and knowledge that you have inside of you is just opening a book you can't see, a book you don't remember, but it's your book. And all you have to do is ask for those lessons to show up that you need to be able to see to help one another. And that's part of your journey is, what do I need to know to help somebody else? What do I need to help myself? Because first and foremost, you have to come first. If you're not taking care of yourself and you're not eating right, and I'm not telling you what to eat. You eat whatever you want. It's your choice. You know, make sure you're hydrated. All these things will attach into your ascension journey whether it's easy to navigate or hard. Those blocks and stuff that we put in our pathway as we're ascending, they're there for a reason, right? It's just to show you something. Don't take everything personally, right? Just allow the flow. Okay, thank you for showing me this. No, I don't need it anymore. Thank you for showing me this. No, I don't need that anymore. You know, we let go of desperation and everything just shows up. Seeing everything in a different perspective is part of your ascension as well. Being able to see a perspective of something, and I'm going to actually give you a visual just so you, those who need it, can have it. So, you know, sometimes as a kid, we're so used to seeing people in costumes on Halloween. We start to reference that in our daily life from that exact thing, or TV shows or whatever that is. Our perception of the truth really gets muddled, right? So as we go through this journey, how we perceive things on the outside is really not how they are on the inside. And isn't that interesting that that's the Lover's card, right? So what you perceive on the outside of things in your life, break open that barrier and find out what's in the middle. Because those people that you've put labels on, or, you know, called names or all those things, inside is just a person, right? They might have known, not known right from wrong, but they're still just a person behind that perception, right? So where can you start to break down those barriers of your own perceptions about yourself and about others, right? It's just a perception of a truth. So find your inner truth is part of this journey as well. As we go, you know, through this, your physical body is going to start to change too, right? And those changes can be tough and hard to see. And you can gain weight, you can lose weight. It, all in all, it's just your structure of yourself changing into that beautiful being that you truly are. So what I want to do is I want to leave you with that. And I want to come back and I want to share a little bit more with you about what comes next. So please stay tuned. And I hope to see you back very shortly. Have fun. This is going to be awesome.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of life in full expression.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. I'm Sherry Collins, and you're on Transformation Talk Radio, Soul Matrix Show. So what I want to let you know is that you're never alone in this journey. And if you need help, feel free to reach out. You can reach me at www.sherry-collins.com or sherrycollins1@hotmail.com. And there's so many resources as you step through this. You know, you can start learning modalities, something that you can step in and start using for yourself to heal yourself, different tools. If you have like deep seated trauma, you know, sometimes reaching out to a coach or someone who can help you navigate that and clear that with you is so helpful. And never take your own mental health for granted. It is truly important that you understand all of those components for you. And as you go through this journey of ascension, you know, what is next? What's next after you go through all this stuff? Well, then it becomes a navigation process. It becomes, what's my purpose? And what is it you want to do with your purpose? So for me, in my own spiritual journey, I never thought I was going to step into this. I always knew I wanted to be a teacher. I just didn't know what that looked like. I literally bought a whole shop full of tools and machinery and, you know, sold them all because that wasn't clearly where I was going at the time. But it's understanding that you want to find your purpose. Now, understanding what purpose means, your purpose is anything that you feel content doing. So there isn't like a set rule. We can step into the healer role or the medium role, you know, seeing dead people or giving messages of loved ones. But on this journey, it's still always truly about you. And I just can't stress that enough. Like, even you could be the highest of gurus and, you know, all of that stuff, and you still need to take time for you, whether that's every day or once a week. Putting in a great spiritual practice for yourself, whether it's 5-10 minutes of meditation, a little bit of exercise, you know, whatever it is you truly want for your life, it's just be fulfilled. I truly don't know what I would do without this work. I just love doing it so much. And as I stepped into it, yes, for me, it was easy, but it might not be easy for you. Everybody has their own soul that they're trying to navigate through and with at the same time. Just know that for everything that you clear in this lifetime, it just means you come back with less. And that makes a lot of people super duper happy because they're like, a lot of people are done. They don't want to come back. So you keep coming back until your lessons are learned. So you can always ask that guidance and communication from, you know, those higher beings as you ascend, you know, into your spirituality and into your soul. And I want to go back to this, your higher self and your guides and all those people cannot lie to you. So if you're asking a question of them and you're getting an answer back, you watch how much that guidance will direct you where you need to go. So if you ever do come into your journey and you're like, okay, I feel lost today, just ask. Even if you're just asking it outward to the universe, to anything and no one, just ask those questions and allow the information to come to you of where you need to go, or ask them to make it show up in your pathway. The easiest way sometimes is to have that visual for some people, right? We can feel it, we can sense it, and we can know it and see it. But truly about navigating this journey for yourself is about understanding what you need every single day. Touch base with your body every day. How does your body feel? Do I need some love today? Do I need some compassion and understanding for myself today? And maybe this is truly about understanding where you need to be of service as you step forward into this journey. You know, understanding the kind of light that you want to be for somebody else, whether it's one word of kindness, whether it's, you know, one act of kindness, helping somebody. I go with my kids to the store, and my of service with my children is I give them money and I just tell them to go hide it in the store, because that teaches them compassion. And, you know, maybe they have more than somebody else does and somebody needs that more than them. But then it's about allowing the universe to choose that person who receives it. We don't always get to be in charge of everything. That's part of your ascension, is learning to surrender. And that's a big topic for a lot of people. They don't know what that is and they don't get what it is. So I'm going to give you my interpretation of it, and this is mine alone, and you can feel free to adapt into whatever you want of it or take none of it. So for me, surrendering means allowing myself to ask for something and let go of the outcome. We don't need to know the how, we don't need to know the when, we don't even need to know the why. But if you look back on your life and you're in desperation, everything usually always shows up. It might not be exactly the moment that you want it, but it's always there when you need it. So it's understanding how you want things to be in your life. Do you want it to be easy or do you want it to be hard? And understanding where you align with the universe to help you will make that journey much, much easier. The surrender component comes from, and I'm going to give you a visual. If you were standing on a beach right now and you had to ask for something, or you could ask for anything you wanted, and you wrote it in the sand with a stick on the beach, and then all of a sudden a wave came and took it away, well, all of a sudden, that's no longer in your awareness, because the writing that you wrote there is gone. right? So you're no longer attached to it because it's not tangible, right? It's not written, right? Where I can go back and look at this and dwell on this. Maybe it's an abundance check that you wrote and it's like, oh, well, this didn't happen. Maybe it's just about understanding, where do you let go and just let the universe take it over for you? As I've gone through my journey, I literally just give them everything because it's way easier than sitting here worrying about it, right? I literally just give everything over to the universe because I already know what it's like not to have them behind me and supporting me. I struggled. I cried. I went through hell for my second awakening, right? I didn't have anyone there to support me, but my children. My children literally watched me puke my guts out on my second awakening. But it happened for a reason. And it showed me that I needed to let go and let them just take over. Let them lead me. I'm never in control. I am always the leader of my life because I'm leading with them. That's my surrender. Anything that I need or I want or I need to have for a certain thing in my business, I literally just ask and it shows up. So here's another point of surrender. Sometimes we need things really, really badly, right? Maybe it's a mortgage payment. Maybe it's, you know, a car payment. Maybe it's a new vehicle. If you surrender, you ask and you surrender everything out of you. Don't worry about the outcome. Don't worry about the when, the how, the why, the none of it. Just ask for what it is you want and let go of that and go about your day. Go play a game, go read a book, do something else. Watch how fast that shows up in your life. That's the surrender. Not caring when it shows up. That's the surrender. It's understanding that we get in our way of the universe trying to work things out for us. If you think of it as a puzzle, it takes 1,000 pieces to create the puzzle. If you take one piece away, what happens to that puzzle? You can't finish it. And when we don't surrender, we're holding that puzzle piece. So what if you were just to put it back in place where it needs to go? The universe will allow that puzzle to be finished. And then you can move on to the next puzzle piece and the next puzzle piece. Because there is no lack. It's what you bring in that creates it. And this whole process of awakening and ascending and coming into a different connection to the universe and to the Christ consciousness is just a perception. It's just awakening your perception to what you already know. Your soul knows everything. We just turn it off. So what does it feel like to just let that light up again? What does it feel like to just step forward and want more? To not struggle and to not feel like crap and to actually feel like you have a purpose. What if your one purpose for the next week is to find joy? Maybe it's to try a new kind of egg for breakfast. Whatever brings you joy. Maybe it's about understanding if you've never tried something to try it. Maybe it's an understanding of what you need for one moment instead of somebody else. How many times during your day do you look after everybody else but you? Maybe that's your surrender. Hold on, I'm going to go have a bubble bath. I'll see you in 10 minutes. Lock the door. That's the surrender. It's understanding what your soul needs here, not here. So if you want to do this journey with me, I'm here to help you in any way. If anybody's struggling with this ascension journey and kind of wondering, like, what do I need to do next? What would help me? Definitely book a healing session for anybody who's interested, you know, just to help move and shift a few things, change a little bit of timeline stuff. And feel free to join me on TikTok as well. Sherry Collins 1. Pure Radiant Soul on Facebook. You can come join the group. You know, I do healings and stuff every Thursday or Wednesday. So you can jump in on that, get a clearing, whatever it is you need. Balance yourself, get grounded, you know, release things. Scream in your pillow. Have that moment of release for yourself. Just scream. Let it all out, right? Start tackling that journey for yourself. But if you need help, reach out. You're never alone. You can start in my academy as well. So pureradiantsoulacademy.com. that can lead you down into different things. And, you know, we can definitely navigate anything that you need with private coaching as well. So www.sherry-collins.com. And I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your week. You know, start stepping in for you first. I love you guys. Thank you guys for showing up. And I hope you guys have a great week ahead. Take care.
Thank you for listening to Soul Matrix Show, unleashing the power of your infinite soul with Sherry Collins. Tune in live every Monday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. Sherry can help you remember who you once were. Tune in to see the bigger picture, release your past traumas, and step forward into your true self and living a life that you love. This show helps you with all of this by being of service to you, sharing messages of hope, faith, and understanding. To learn more about Sherry and her services, visit sherry-collins.com. That's sherry-collins.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.